Hey.
If you signed up for health insurance, then you know how great it is to be able to see a doctor, get medications, and know that your health is completely covered. Well, now's the time to re-enroll, switch coverage, or even switch insurance carriers if you'd like, because now health insurance is more affordable than ever. Be sure you're receiving the level of coverage and savings you deserve. Visit BeWellNM.com today to re-enroll and to see how much more you can save.
Single most painful experience of my life.
The TJ Trout Show.
This is probably the best thing that's ever happened.
I think everybody knows that.
On 96.3 News Radio, KKOB.
All right, good early evening to everybody. TJ Trout here, along with Trujillo over there. We got Carlisle. You
yes.
in there?
Yes.
Yeah, those shoes. I just got to ask you about the shoes.
Yeah,
so. You could see those like 10 miles away, man. I'm just saying.
Look. We're around that time of year, the anniversary of the tragic events at Nakatomi Plaza. We're up here several feet high. If the terrorists take over, I don't think we can depend on Bruce Willis at this point, so I'm going to have to get us out. So when they cut the power,
okay.
All you got to do is look for my fluorescent shoes, and I will lead us to freedom.
Okay, I'm not criticizing. I'm just making an observation that they're
Carlisle, the bright shoed reindeer.
Yeah, everybody can't wear turd brown Cleveland Brown stuff all the time, TJ. You got to liven it up a bit, man.
Yeah, I know. No, it's all right, man. It's okay.
He's dragging the sleigh in the snow, and you can see his feet, and that's all that matters. You know, you get the Christmas presents out on time.
These shoes are to my feet as Rudolph's nose is to...
Nice. Well, very nice. Yeah. So, it is the season. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. whatever you were doing before I went to you, carry on.
Thank you.
All right, sure. Hey, by the way, the new expanded second edition of Fishing With My Fly Down, a fly fishing career ruined by rock radio, is available to purchase now. You know, the perfect holiday gift for the fisher person in your life, available now. Buy it local.
Yes, always
buy
locally. Local. Yes.
Okay, Don's Paperback Books on San Mateo, also available at Los Pinos Fly Shop on Cutler. Shop local. If you can't, though, you can always go online to Amazon, but I just say buy local. Now, the official big release will be in spring when the book will be available all over the place.
All right.
But this is a special early edition. I wanted to get some books out before Christmas.
Did you donate a book to the Metro County Detention Center?
Why are you asking?
Hey, you never know. Maybe somebody wants to be inspired over there and read your book.
You want me to give the jail my book?
Why not? They need materials there to read.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Do it.
Anything else? Probably the school kids don't want it.
No.
I'm
probably obscene.
All right. Anybody else you want me to donate it to while I got
I'm
you?
I'm good for now. Yeah.
You sure?
I'm good.
Okay. What the?
Watch it.
All right. Pablo Spanagopoulos in here with us, Sotera Advisor Networks. Why am I stuttering?
I don't know. About your book, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, you bought one.
Yes, at Don's Books, yes. And I've been already reading it. I found out that Bob Gerding is the Yoda of fly fishing.
Yeah, Bob Gerding, God rest his soul,
yes,
was the, yeah, you're right, he was, I called him the Yoda of fly fishing in the Southwest. And he was. You know the thousands of people he taught how to fly fish?
Amazing.
Is his mic working? Is it? Okay, sounds a little low to me. Okay, just
I'll speak up a little bit.
Yeah, that's better. Okay. How are you? Are you staying in town for Christmas?
I have to go to a funeral for my uncle here in a day or so. He died at 92. Nikki and I are just going to be going to the funeral and coming back. But no, we're here for the holidays, and my daughter came home from college. So she's home from college.
Oh, great. Oh, good for you. Hey, by the way, thanks for the you didn't have to bring all this stuff in here. You brought me some Greek pastries. What are these again?
Kouloudia.
Kouloudia?
And kouloudia are great with coffee.
They look good.
Yes. They're like, dipping cookies.
Perfect. And you brought me a giant bundt cake, for crying out loud, man.
Bundt. I didn't put the plant in the middle. Like, you know, the big fat Greek wedding, they put the plant in the middle.
That's right.
The bundt. I didn't do that.
So good. So everything all right with you? You're done with the holidays? Everything,
relaxed. People have kind of cooled down. It seems like the... market is just kind of floundering around, and so people are just a little bit, it is what it is, and the year is over. So right. It is what it is.
Let me ask you about that, because it hadn't been that good the last couple of days. I mean, actually, it hasn't been that good for a while. I mean, it hasn't been that good the whole year. I mean, especially lately, stocks down, Dow down, S&P down, NASDAQ down. Isn't there usually supposed to be like at the end of the year, like bump up?
Yes, called the Santa Claus Rally.
The Santa Claus Rally. Okay, what is today? Today's the 19th. So we
Santa
have
Santa Claus hasn't come to town yet.
Yes. So we that means we have 12 days left in the year. Is it going to happen? Are we going to see this happen?
Usually there's low volume and it's kind of seasonal.
Yeah.
So very few people are selling. They've already sold probably for tax purposes, especially this year has been down. So a lot of people have been doing tax harvesting. So I would say that there probably be a little bit of a bump up. And also in January, there's what's called the January effect. And usually January, where goes January, goes the rest of the year.
Really?
So a lot of people feel like this January may be a bounce up as well. So from a seasonality standpoint, we're just kind of telling everybody, hold your powder dry and keep it dry because we might see a little bit of a bump up in the market the next few weeks.
That'd be nice.
Definitely. It would be really nice.
Okay. So, all right. But
it'll still be down for the year. My prediction will still be down for the year.
Well, I mean, it'd have to really kick ass.
Right. We're not going to see anything.
Make a positive year, right? Are we in a recession?
I think we are. We've already had two negative quarters. I think we'll see more negative quarters next year with the Fed raising interest rates. They were talking about raising it to 5%. They were talking as high as 5.5%. So that kind of took the market caught it off guard last week because basically what we're talking about is the Fed is not hawkish, which means that they're very constrictive of the economy and raising interest rate, or dovish. They're kind of like basically hawkward or awkward.
Hawkward?
Awkward. We're seeing the Fed basically, or TJ saying they're going to raise interest rates, and they kind of telegraphed that they're going to raise it one more time, and everybody's anticipating that, including Wall Street. But then Federal Reserve Chairman, in an awkward kind of meeting last week, said, hey, we're going to raise interest rates a lot more than you guys think we are, and was actually kind of awkward, kind of basically what they were talking about on their minutes. He kind of went counter to that, being basically very talking about raising interest rates, maybe another half point on top of what they're talking about raising it again. So we're seeing the LEIs, the consumer price indexes, start rolling over. And so we're seeing the economy starting to flounder.
But wasn't this the point? Isn't this what they wanted to do? They said the economy was like red hot, almost searingly hot, too hot. And they wanted to back off on the economy, slow it down. And that's what's happening though, isn't it?
But you have also the federal government, the folks in Washington doing the Inflation Reduction Act, which actually is printing more money. We're only seeing the deficit rise. And what we're seeing is more financial, repression is what's happening. We're seeing the federal government in Washington putting the foot on the gas, and we're seeing the Fed stamping on the brake. So it could not be good for the economy.
So one hand's doing this, and the other hand's doing this.
They're not coordinating fiscal and monetary policy. We're seeing it going counter to each other.
Are we all going to die?
No, I think we'll be okay. No, we'll be fine.
Well, no, I figured I'd have to ask you that question.
End of the world is just the beginning.
That's really heavy, man. That's really existentially heavy.
It's a great book. If you're looking for another book besides Fishing with My Fly Open, just
Fly Down.
Fly Down.
Fly Down, yeah.
Always says my fly open. Always got it. But yeah, you might want to check out that book, Peter Zion. The End of the World is Just the Beginning.
All right.
Great book.
That sounds hopeful.
Yes. One thing it does talk about, it talks about the corridor between Colorado Springs and Dallas, Texas. We have a lot of energy. We have a lot of wind. We have a lot of solar, a lot of fishing. And he talks about the United States will be very well positioned in the coming deglobalization.
What do you think of this nuclear fusion thing? Because if this thing happens, that's it. Game over.
Fascinating. I think it's still a long way out before it's commercialized. But again, nuclear is the green energy, and nuclear has power.
Yeah.
And as long as it's able to be, self-contained, I think it would really be great for our economy and would help our world.
Yeah, two things about it. Number one, the byproduct is helium. We have a helium shortage right now. Do you know that?
Yes.
We're going to run out of balloons.
Or hot air.
Yeah. You'll never run out of hot air.
He just pumped the hot air out of this room.
The second thing about fusion, you know, if something goes wrong with Fusion, it goes wrong in a big way.
Yes.
That's the problem. So they got to figure out, they got to make sure that nothing's.
And they want to do it like in a small contained reactor where it's small enough to, you know, energize a small neighborhood, but not a big reactor. We don't want another Chernobyl or Three Mile Island. They're looking for like smaller reactors.
Yeah, they were talking about like every town having their own little fusion generating plant. Yes.
And that's still a ways out there. So we're still going to need
10 years, they're saying.
Yes, we're still going to need natural gas. We're going to need something to bridge that. And of course, solar is renewable and so is wind and
We're talking to Pavlos Panagopoulos, Terra Advisor Networks. I'm going to ask you about inflation coming up next. The signs seem to be, in my opinion, the signs seem to be pointing in the right direction. But you, of course, you can argue with me on that one. All right, we got traffic coming up with Bright Shoot Carlisle, 96.3 News Radio, KKOP. Hold on. All right, we're back. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. T.J. Trout here, Trujillo over there, Carlisle over there. Gabe is still in the newsroom. And in here, we got Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks talking about stuff. Talking about money, talking about the economy. Okay, now let's go here next. Inflation. So the reason they're raising the interest rates, they say, is to bring down inflation, to slow the economy down. Now, if you look at the inflation annualized, it is down. It's down now in the sevens. It was up in the eights. Now it's down in the sevens. So is this working, and was it a wise plan and strategy?
Well, like
in your opinion.
Yeah, my opinion. Like we said, the monetary policy and the fiscal policy isn't coordinated. So that's a kind of a problem because, again, you have the federal government spending money like crazy, and the budget deficit is expanding, and so is the basically our debt is expanding. So, TJ, what you're seeing is, like I said, the Fed trying to constrict demand, but not creating supply. And we're even seeing that with oil. So oil is now at about $76 a barrel. It was up a little bit. It got as close as $100 a barrel when Putin invaded Ukraine.
Yeah.
But now it's backed off a little bit to $76 a barrel. But there's a website. We don't want to talk about like conspiracy theories, but there's a gentleman named Jonathan Williams. He's an economist. And he sees inflation at being more like 15%. When you look at how we used to judge inflation back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Because now we use, TJ, what's called hedonics. So let me give you an example. Like a Tesla car has a lot of bells and whistles versus a Ford pickup.
Yeah.
And so what they say is the Tesla car is the same price as a Ford pickup because it provides you, hedonics is a Greek word for hedonism or pleasure. So Tesla car has so many other features like a computer on board and music and all this other stuff and self-driving. So they're saying that this car gives you more pleasure. So when you take out hedonics, we're really seeing inflation really rise. And if we look at what inflation has done, what the federal government says, inflation has actually increased by 30% in the last 2 years. So we're seeing it up, you know, quite a bit, you know, just in the last 2 years.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to agree or disagree with you. But what I will say is, you know, everything we've been through in my life, you know, with the economy, now I know I am noticing now my monthly bills. I'm noticing I am spending more money. And, I'm doing okay. So it's not like it's, like I'm destitute. But I am now taking notice, we're spending this much more per month than we were before. How in the hell did that happen?
Right. You go to utility prices are up about 80%.
Yeah.
You're looking at food being up. So the necessities of life, food, energy, metals, all the things you do. Insurance is going up, TJ. So a lot of things are going up. And so, again, the Fed is stamping on the brake, but I think we need some coordination between the federal government and what the Federal Reserve is doing.
I'm going to quote probably one of your favorite people, Jerome Powell.
Yep.
Okay.
I call him Santa Claus.
Okay, well, great. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said, I think it was last week, he said that he thinks the U.S. economy will continue to grow through the Fed's rate hike campaign, even though the central bank expects America's gross domestic product to slip and they expect unemployment to rise. And that makes sense because of what they're doing. So he, His quote about whether we're already in or may go into a recession, he says, I don't think right now would qualify as a recession because you've still got positive growth. excuse me, I'm coughing. It's that bundt cake. Sorry.
Yes, that bundt. Bundt.
Well, I want your comment on that, what you feel about that. He thinks that the economy will continue to grow even through all of this, technically meaning we're not in a recession.
Right. So he's talking about like nominal growth. So yeah. If you take out inflation, then we'll be at negative number, because even if you say the inflation is at 7%, you know, Jonathan Williams says it's more like 15%. A lot of us think it's 15%, but the Fed and Wall Street says it's 7%. Right. But when you take out growth, hold on.
Right.
He said growth would be about 0.5% next year. So take 7% and subtract it from 0.5% of 1%. You've got negative 6.5% growth because of inflation.
You're talking about inflation.
Right.
Will inflation go down next year? We got 30 seconds.
I think it will, just because they're going to stamp on the brake and they're going to try to kill demand and they'll put us into a recession. And for all our listeners out there, the Fed has caused 14 out of the last 15 recessions since World War II. Chances are they're going to cause the next recession. Get ready.
All right, Pavlos Panagopoulos. We got news and traffic coming up. 96.3 News Radio, KQB. Hold on. All right, we're back. Pavlos Panagopoulos in here talking about the economy, talking about inflation, talking about interest. Okay, all right. This is stuck in my craw. Nothing to do with you, but interest checking. Okay, they're raising the interest rates. Who's making the money? The banks.
The banks.
Because they're raising the interest rates. Because that's what they charge us to borrow their money. So they're making more money.
And they can borrow the government money at 4.6% today.
And
so
we're
by 1 year.
What are we paying? Say, I think.
Right. They're paying you whatever.
Yeah.
0.1%.
That's what I'm saying. This is what really irritates me. I have an interest checking account. I am getting 0.1%. And they're making all this money.
Don't get mad.
I'm mad.
Get even. And what I mean by that is you can buy treasury bonds and I-bonds, for the federal government. So you can get 4.6% T-bill rate today.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now that's where the highest rates are because the Fed's raising interest rate. The 30-year rate, would you believe, is like 3.2%. So we have what's called the inverted yield curve, which means we are going into a recession. Historically, that's never happened unless we're going into
a recession. So the short-term rates are higher than the long-term rates.
So you can go and buy a T-bill or treasury bond, and you know, even some fixed annuities now are paying 4.5% for 3 years.
All right, but why are they not giving me my money just to my – and this isn't just me. There's a lot of people out there that don't invest, and they got their money.
The bank stocks are going up because they're making money hand over fist. And you could almost say the Federal Reserve, either one time they're helping Wall Street or they're helping the money center banks. But they're never helping Main Street. And that's why this book by Naomi Prinz, Financial Distortion, how the Federal Reserve has forgotten about Main Street.
Okay.
And that's basically what's happening. The Federal Reserve is either in favor of the money center banks or Wall Street. And the smaller investor or even small businesses are left behind.
Well, there's absolutely no reason. I'm still stuck on the interest checking. We got to take a break. I'm still stuck on it. There's absolutely no reason why, except for greed on their part.
But don't get mad. Get even. Put your money in T-bills. Put your money. A lot of investors, people can go to Treasury Direct and you can buy inflation-predicted bonds. They're paying 7.5%.
What's the percentage of Americans that their money, the only money they have, is in their checking account? And there's a lot of Americans.
I would
like
probably say like 80%.
Yeah, it's a lot of. So why these poor people that are like that have a couple whatever grand and they are getting punished because the banks are not giving them a pittance.
Right, but there are some smart young people out there that basically know how to use the internet, and they go in and they put their money in like this gig type of banks like SoftBank and SoFi Bank. So they do pay a higher rate of interest, but again, you got to be internet savvy, and you got to be willing to shop around, and that's basically what you have to do.
All right, talking to Pavlos Panagopoulos here. Keller's for Christmas, by the way. You know, you can find your best holiday meats this season at Keller's Farm Stores. I'm choosing beef tenderloin this year for Christmas.
Yum.
Yeah, prime rib, beef tenderloin, lamb, pork, maybe something more exotic. Maybe you want some game. Maybe you want elk. Maybe you want venison. They have it at Keller's. You can check out kellersfarmstores.com for the largest selection of fresh, smoked, and roasted meats available. Don't forget their famous turkeys also. Party trays, too. Sub sandwiches are made with your choice of meats, cheeses, and veggies. You can call to order, and you can get curbside pickup. Keller's Farm Stores, I would move in. I would live there if I could. Two locations, West Bank, Coors Montano, East Bank, Eubank, and Candelaria. Happy holidays from Keller's Farm Stores. All right, coming back, I'm going to talk about the minimum wage. I want to talk about Social Security.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, cool. Pavlos Panagopoulos in here with us. Carlisle with traffic, 96.3 News Radio, KQB. All right, we're back. Thanks for listening. Pavlos Panagopoulos with us from Satira Advisor Networks. All right. You said the minimum wage is going to be increased.
Yes, that was just announced. It's going to be $12 an hour. For people that get tips, it's $3. But, you know, people can say that raising the minimum wage is inflationary, but really it's not. You know, people are having to pay their bills. And I've given my employees a 10% pay raise this year just so that they can pay their bills. Not only are they great employees, they, you know, Francine, Selena, Miranda, Michaela, and Laura, and Bibu, they're all great employees, but basically they do need to pay their bills. And so I'd only give them, you know.
Well, you don't say that about that because you gave them a raise over and above the inflation rate.
Correct.
So that was very nice of you.
Yes, thank you. I'm very generous. I'm, you know, don't call me Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, you know the thing about raising the minimum wage is that this, with most people who are making minimum wage, not most, virtually all, that money's going right back into the economy.
Right, but it's inflationary. If you think about it, it does, you know, that more cash is going in. And again, we talked about the economy going up about 0.5%, according to the Fed, and inflation running at 7%. That means we're all kind of falling backwards, like climbing a, you know, a sandhill. Well, you know, we're one step forward, you know, seven steps backward.
What would be an acceptable inflation rate for you?
Well, first of all, if they reported inflation like the way it should be, you know, basically they use hedonics and basically they want to devaluate our money because look at all the houses.
Well, look at
all the houses you have.
Yeah.
Your houses are appreciating in value and you increase your rents.
Yeah.
But you only increase them so much. You can't increase them. And then now your utilities are higher. Now your taxes are higher. Oh. Now your insurance is higher. So inflation doesn't really help people.
3%?
Right. I would say, you know, inflation basically, you know, if we had like something where money had its integrity, that where money was real and, you know, like give me an example. Let's say I'm going to go from here to Bernalillo and you say, give me 10 bucks. And now gas is 20 bucks. Well, if I give you the 10 bucks back, did I really give you your money back? No. I cheated you out of 10 bucks.
Hey, I paid $2.50.
There you go.
Well, I paid $2.50 a gallon today. I'm very excited. I was very excited about doing this.
Yes. And but you remember when we were growing up, it was like, what, 50 cents or 32 cents?
Yeah, those days.
So it goes up all the time.
All right. Social Security. Did you say they're going to give another bump for Social Security people?
So the Republicans are talking about raising Social Security age.
That's what you're talking
to
about.
Age 70 for those who were born after 1976. So you and I were old guys. We were born after. Before 1976, so it won't really affect us. But you can remember when Social Security was at 62. You remember that?
All right.
And now it's at 67, and now they're talking about raising it for those born after 1976 to age 70. That means they're going to have to work a lot longer than you and I.
But they got to do something. All right, people are living longer, right?
Yeah. And there's no pensions left. Look at you. Well, you're still working. Thank God you have those houses and you have all those rentals. I mean, you're living in a lap of luxury.
Well. I wouldn't go that far, but anyway.
And with your new book?
Oh, yeah. I'm
a million copies of that new book.
I can't wait for the movie rights for this book.
That book is so good.
Yeah, that's going to happen. So anyway.
Any Christmas gifts out there, don't forget TJ's book.
Yeah. What's it called again?
My fly down.
Close. Good enough.
Fishing my fly down. Not my fly open, but my fly down.
Indeed. All right.
You can learn more about Bob Gurdy.
So you think it's going to pass? To get the raise?
I just think they
need to do something.
They're going
to
do something. And if everybody remembers Obama, he changed it where your spouse could basically, you could draw for your spouse. And that changed. So after 1954, you're not able to do that. Yeah. So if you're born after 1954. So they keep tweaking this stuff. Remember, Social Security is a third rail. You don't want to grab that rail. It's the electrified rail of politics. So nobody's going to try to destroy it, but they are going to tweak it. And you and I know that that's how they and that's how they tweak the economy with inflation.
All right, we got it. We got to take a break. Pavlos Panagopoulos in here. Carlisle with traffic one more time. 96.3 News Radio KKOB. Father Christmas.
The Kinks.
The Kinks.
Yeah.
All right.
Best Christmas song.
And I love it, man. All right, Pavlos. Okay, we don't have much time left. Keeping it real in 2023, you wrote down. What do you mean by that?
Basically, invest in things that you understand, not this cryptocurrency junk that a lot of people put money into. Understand what you're investing in. Look at your index funds, your ETFs. See what's in those investments. Don't just... you know, pull the covers off your investments, kick the tires, see what you're actually investing in. I think a lot of people were fooled thinking that what they had was something that was real, and it was just basically up in smoke.
Were you ever swept away by the crypto craze? Did that ever affect you at all?
You know, it seemed like a Ponzi scheme to me. It sounded like, so if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, or if it swims like a fish and acts like a fish, it's got to be a fish, right?
Yeah. Well, that dude's going to jail. That dude's going to prison.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of people behind him. I think he's the fall guy. We all remember Madoff. There were people behind Madoff. Madoff took the fall or whatever. But, you know, there is more to it. And I will tell you, TJ, a lot of clients will never thank me for the investment I got them into. But someday you'll thank me for the one I talked you out of.
What was it, like 2 years ago, I remember people on this air. I like somebody on this air just like he was the acolyte for crypto. And he's probably like in prison too.
Exactly.
I forget what guy that was. All right, do your disclaimer, my friend.
Well, first of all, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, of course, to everybody at KOB, Mike Aba, Mike Trujillo, and everybody else. So we appreciate you guys. You've done a great job this year. And lastly, I want to mention Security Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. TJ, have a wonderful time off this
Thank
week.
You.
Your lovely wife, Marty, wish her our best. And let's plan our trip to Greece.
I'd love to. I'd say hi to Nikki. Oh, by the way, wish Michael Carlisle a happy
Christmas. Michael Carlisle, I forgot about you. Thank you, Michael.
You gotta hit us all, man. All right. Yeah, cool. Good seeing you, man. And we will see you in the new year. Interesting conversation today.
It's always great being on. You and I think a lot alike. I know you laugh when I say that, but you know, I think fiscally you and I are both fiscally conservative, and I think a lot of the people that missed this crypto craze are the ones that were fiscally conservative.
All right, there you go. All right, this is 96.3 News Radio, KKOB. Hold on.
3 degrees on 96.3 News Radio, KKOB.
All right. So, I want to thank Pavlos for being on. Pavlos Panagopoulos, Cetera Advisor Networks. So, are you counting on your Social Security?
No,
you're looking
not
ahead.
Really.
You even thinking it's even going to be there for you?
I'm hoping it will be, but I'm not counting on it being there.
Yeah. I can see them raising it to 70.
Yeah,
the minimum age for that. They got to do something.
Yeah, not looking good right now. We'll see.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's also Ernie Chambers, a TV producer. Oh, my God. That was interesting.
That's fantastic.
All the people that he's talked to.
Yeah.
Great story about Frank Sinatra.
I like the one about Jackie Mason.
Yeah.
He was brutally honest about that. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Carl Reiner, too.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke Show, Smothers Brothers Show. And I want to thank Josh Kastenberg for coming in a day early and doing the thing on what happened at the January 6th committee, just came out with the criminal referrals that they're sending to the Department of Justice. So there you go. Anything else?
I can't think of anything else.
Let's see, what do we got going on tomorrow? Let's see, what's tomorrow? Oh, yeah, Merritt Allen's going to be with us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Then, well, you know, who won the New Mexico Bowl?
BYU.
Yeah, BYU. Okay, yeah, I sadly did not pay attention.
That was a hell of an ending. Weird.
Yep. And Symbieta's going to be really pissed off at me because I did not pay attention.
Well, that happens.
However, we're having Symbieta on tomorrow
in
the 5 o'clock hour to talk about that. I figured, you know, he's got to take one victory lap, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, sure.
Deserves it.
Lots of NFL to talk to him about, too, as well.
Exactly.
All right, Strauss up next, 96.3 News Radio, KKOB. Y'all have a great night. See you.